This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to this week's edition of Washtenaw United. I'm David Fair, and through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County, we set aside time each week to explore issues of equity and opportunity. By its very nature, means that there is inequity and a lack of opportunity that has to be dealt with. That is at the heart of the United Way of Washtenaw County's upcoming Equity Challenge. Pam Smith is the president and CEO, and welcome back to WEMU, Pam.
So nice to be back. Thanks so much, David.
And our second guest is also a returning member of the WEMU family. She is Yodit Mesfin-Johnson, the chair of the United Way of Washtenaw County Board of Directors, and it's good to see you again.
Always good to see you, David.
Pam, we're here today to announce a program that's going to run nearly the entirety of January. It is the 21-Day Equity Challenge. What exactly does that entail?
Well, the Equity Challenge is developed to help people become part of a bigger conversation. So the United Way of Washtenaw County has a vision that by 2030, your zip code will no longer determine your opportunity in life. And currently in Washtenaw County, it does. If you're an infant born at St. Joe's Hospital, and if your parents take a right or a left out of that parking lot, your life will be markedly different. And we're looking at different ways to engage people in conversation about race and inequity.
Tell me about where this challenge came from, Yodit. Where exactly did you find it, and how did we decide to adapt it to our lives here in Washtenaw County?
Yeah, so the challenge was originally developed by Dr. Eddie Moore, Dr. Marguerite Parks, and Debbie Irving, and then it had been adapted by Food Solutions of New England. We saw it, we participated in their versions of the challenge, the YWCA out of
Cleveland.
We participated in that challenge and then adapted this one for our community.
And so let's spell out some of the specific inequities that exist in our community that we're trying to address through this challenge. Yodit, perhaps you can send us down that pathway.
Right. So if you've followed along with United Way's ALICE report, you know that nearly 37% of the people who live in our community are sort of at a limited income position or at or below poverty. A disproportionate number of those folks are African American or Latinx. And so United Way has been on a mission for as long as we've existed to address poverty. I think we're moving towards really what are the strides that eradicate poverty. And one of those is naming racism as a function, a core, a central tenet, a root cause, if you will, of poverty.
And Pam, she's named a list of identifiable inequities, and they are targets of the works of the United Way and others in the county. How will those deficiencies in our community be addressed through this challenge?
So the 21-day challenge is set up so that it's not only free, but it's private, and it's an on-ramp to learning, so a self-guided learning journey, if you will. Once you enter your email address, one topic each day for 21 days will be delivered to your inbox. So it might be topics on segregation, gerrymandering, redlining, a wide variety of different topics. What is white fragility? What is implicit bias? And each day when you open up that email, it'll have one topic and it'll have 3 to 5 options for you to engage in additional learning about that topic. It could be watch this video. It could be engage in a conversation with a coworker on this topic. It could be read this article. All of the information has been localized, so it's all about Washtenaw County. And it gives each person an opportunity to kind of take a deeper dive. They're structured to be about 10 to 15 minutes of your time. You certainly can participate in every option, but you're invited to at least do one per day.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about the upcoming 21-Day Equity Challenge put forth by the United Way of Washtenaw County. Pam Smith is president and CEO, and Yodit Mesfin-Johnson is chair of the United Way Board. Pam, I was once told that if you point a finger, that you should be very aware there are 3 fingers pointing right back at you, and that's probably a good time to explore your personal role in the issue. This sounds exactly like an exercise in personal reflection and increased personal awareness.
Absolutely. It's designed to help people better understand some of the things that decisions that they might make or biases that they might hold that perpetuate racism in our community. So by becoming aware and becoming more maybe self-aware and more informed, you can make conscious decisions moving forward to change your own actions in community.
So Yodit, will the biggest changes come when we all decide to actually get truly honest with ourselves? Do we all carry some level of implicit bias that has to be acknowledged and then dealt with?
Yeah, I think those are Actually, two different things, David. I think one is that for many of our white brothers and sisters, their biggest fear is being proven racist, right? And so differently, people of color like myself have mastery in talking about race. We talk about it all the time because it's something we're conscious of and addressing and moving through. So I think the challenge is an opportunity, not just for white folks, but for all of us to build our muscle, if you will, for talking about diverse identities, talking about our experience, certainly talking about bias, which we know every human being with a brain has. So I would also offer that this challenge is not exclusively for white folks. It has something in it for all of us. We've learned a ton of lessons in developing the challenge, mindful not to do harm. So we want to invite people into this chance as a community to come together, certainly to raise awareness, but to really get conversation and dialogue sparked.
Pam, in preparing to put forth this challenge, was there discussion among the board, the administration, and the staff of the United Way about using this as an opportunity to open dialogue about these issues within the organization and to actually confront issues of race in a truly honest way?
Absolutely. So the board has been on a learning journey for about the last 3 years, really intentional and mindful work regarding race and equity in our community. And when the Food Solutions out of New England made this open source, so I want to thank them for making this material open source, which allowed us to adapt it for our community. The board and the staff each did a 5-day mini challenge, and so that they could get a feel for what was coming. And I tell you, the conversations and the retreat that we had after that mini challenge was some of the most powerful conversation that we have had at a board level in my career.
You know, I want to add to that. Pam brings up a great point that this isn't like a moment, you know, where we, oh, let's, you know, participate in this challenge and now we can check our box of equity. We're all done. This is really the spark, hopefully, of a movement that continues not just United Way's work, but we know that lots of people in this community are working towards racial equity and working towards beloved community. So we want to acknowledge that this is not happening in a silo, that we've both leaned on and brought in a number of folks from the community who are activists, organizers, subject matter experts in their own right. And I applaud our board, who really has leaned in deeply to not just a conversation, but structural change. Equity sits within our strategic plan. It is the work that we hold our staff accountable to, and it is work that we're measuring in our own programs and operations.
So did you both participate in that 5-day challenge?
We did.
And Yodit, what did you learn about yourself?
Well, I learned about myself what I hope other people of color within the 21-day challenge will learn, and that is our identity alone does not make us subject matter experts. And so it was helpful for me to go back and to look at how structural racism operates and to be able to build my cognizance for being able to talk about it beyond my own personal experiences. I often talk about the water is sick, David, the dominant culture that pervades, and we keep treating the fish, right? So what this invites and what the 5-day challenge for me invited was an opportunity to expand my own consciousness as a person of color. I'm grateful for that.
And Pam, what did you learn?
I learned a lot more than I thought I knew about white supremacy culture. So many times when people hear white supremacy, they go immediately to a stereotype, you know, like KKK or white hood or something scary. But actually, when you actually look at it and you begin to understand the traits that define that, it's very different. And what I would ask people that are going on this journey is to be open. It's certainly a personal journey, but if you open up the possibilities of just learning more, I was astounded at some of the historical erasure that's gone on in our community. Like Jones Elementary School in Ann Arbor used to be the only elementary school for black children. Mm-hmm. It is now one of the whitest and most affluent. Right? And so gentrification has taken place throughout the Carytown district, and whole histories are being lost because we're failing to talk about it. And it's just like, well, that's the way it is.
It's right? Interesting to hear how both of you have interpreted the process that you went through in this challenge. In your post-challenge conversations with one another, has it opened new ways of communicating and new ways of seeing one another?
Absolutely. I mean, any board chair. You know, by day, I work as the chief operating officer of NEW. We work with hundreds of nonprofits, and we talk a lot and train them a lot about the relationship of a board chair to a CEO. So my role is to support Pam, to ensure her success, to provide oversight and governance. And more importantly, I think it's to be a champion and be a confidant to her. And so this journey in particular, as a white woman and a black woman, examining race, examining our own relationship, examining our own relationship to power, Pam's relationship to power as a white CEO in this community, what I appreciate most about our relationship is the sort of courageous and candid conversation that happens, not always in the boardroom, not always during the workday, but Pam and I are delving deep into conversation in our personal time. I count her as a friend, not just a colleague.
And Pam, does it feel as though perhaps some of the filter that sometimes keeps us apart has been eroded away through this process?
I think that it will continue to be a learning journey for me. We invite loving criticism all the time, and especially about this challenge. We know that we can't be all things to all people, but what we're trying to do is really open this up. And to have a board chair like Yodit walk alongside me in this journey and to give me the confidence to move forward, knowing that it's not going to always be perfect, but we're trying, and we're really trying to make sure that the conversation happens, because all too often, it's too easy to not have the conversation.
This is 89.1 WEMU, and the voices you hear this morning are that of Yodit Mesvin-Johnson and Pam Smith, and we're talking about the upcoming United Way of Washtenaw County 21-Day Equity Challenge. Yodit, it begins on January 6th. What is the community engagement goal between now and then to get as many people involved as possible?
Well, I'd love if all 350,000 residents of our county took the challenge, but we've set an internal goal of 10,000 folks. Just today, Pam shared with me that one of our partners is going to get the challenge out to 20,000 emails in their database. Certainly at NEW, we're sending it out to all 8,000 in our database. We want to invite listeners who are listening to please visit United Way's website, uwwashtenaw/equity, to learn more about the challenge. Folks will also be receiving in their inbox a personal letter from Pam and I where we talk about this journey and the invitation to join us. And then throughout the challenge, we want to ask people to use the hashtags United for Equity, Equity Champions, and UWWC Equity Challenge to be a part of the challenge.
In one more way, if your listeners are excited about this and want to learn more, right now they can sign up for the Equity Challenge by texting 22828. And then the word that they would enter is UWWC Equity.
Yodit, once the challenge has come to an end at the end of January, how do we take what we've learned about ourselves in this individual process and put it into usable form and advance the cause of erasing racial injustice and inequity as a larger community?
Yeah, so there's a couple ways. I mean, within the context of United Way's work, we have on February 26th the Equity Summit, a gathering here in the community, and there'll be more details coming about that, but folks should save the date for that day. You know, the ways in which I have these conversations are anywhere and any opportunity I can, but I think part of what would be success for me, David, at the end is there are lots of us that are close to this work and doing it. What I would ask listeners to think about is those who are a little further out of our circles, right? Folks who maybe don't share the same values that we do, but who should be invited into this conversation as well. Sometimes we're in a little bit of an echo chamber. So what I hope, but just broadly, that people would think about sharing this opportunity and then committing, like on teams. We have organizations that are using this as professional development opportunities. I just spoke with a rabbi at a local synagogue who's moving it through his congregation. Our church is going to be participating, community groups, book clubs. Like, this is a great way for folks to take the mantle of changing the inequitable and compounding issues of equity here in our community into their own hands. And again, I want to explicitly invite communities of color to participate as well.
And Pam, how do you take the information and perhaps examine existing programs and consider future programs that might best address what we've learned about one another through this process?
So what's been so exciting is not only has this board come on a journey, on a learning journey with us, but they've also opened up our reserves and put over $200,000 towards a justice fund. So this justice fund will help new programming happen in our community. We want to do things with community, not for them. Right. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do it for them. We want to do it with them. And so at this Equity Summit, we'll begin the first conversation regarding the Justice Fund and what the community wants to see done with that money.
Thank you both so much for the time and the information today. I'm always glad to see both of you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
That is United Way Washtenaw County Chair of the Board of Directors Yodit Mesvin-Johnson and President and CEO Pam Smith. Again, to learn more about the Equity Challenge and the opportunities it presents you, all you have to do is visit our website at WEMU.org. We'll have all the resources and links available to you. Washtenaw United, it's produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. You hear it each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.